Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. James and Melissa with you. Melissa on the other end over there. Thanks for joining us, Mel.
Good morning.
And we have a great friend joining us right now. Our good friend from the Southwood County Humane Society, Madison Rafter, Executive Director over there. Madison, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks a lot for being here.
Of course.
Melissa, just so you know, I actually remembered to tell Madison to put the headphones on this time so she can hear
good.
You.
Good. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning.
It kind of helps, you know. Mel's been shouting stuff at you for a long time now, you know. We appreciate you joining us, Madison. How are things going over at the Humane Society?
Good. We are still busy. I mean, kitten season is still not slowing down, so we are still intaking kittens weekly. It's one of those things that it's one of those years where kitten season just wants to hit us really hard this year.
Do these kittens think they're rabbits? What's going on?
No, I
know that I joke about it, but it is something like this is a kind of a seasonal thing.
Yeah.
This happens almost every year around this time. It's something to keep in mind, whether it's this year, next year, going forward. If you can help, our friends at the Humane Society can always use these things. We'll touch on that before we let you go today. But we do have, of course, you here today for our Pet of the Week. Who is our Pet of the Week?
Our Pet of the Week this week is Tails. Tails is a domestic short hair cat that came into us with a very injured tail. The tail in a sort was, we're not sure what had happened, some sort of trauma happened to it, and the tail fell off. So now we just have a nub. She is just a little spunky one-year-old female. She is spayed, up to date on vaccines, and microchipped. With Tails, she's got a personality. She really just very vocal, could care less that she has a nub of a tail, just wants to be around her people, and she is just so happy about it.
So I don't know a ton about this, but from what I understand, cats, dogs, they use their tails for balance and that. Does this affect her at all?
Usually with animals, like, we've gotten into lots of discussions lately with the Humane Society about, like, animals when it comes to, like, losing parts of their body, sadly. So, like, when people, like, you lose your leg, a lot of people, you have that mentalness holding, like, the mental holding you back of, oh my goodness, I don't have my leg, and it's a lot of rehab, that kind of thing. Animals, it's one of those things that, sadly, sometimes they have to lose their body parts, whether it's an eye, their leg, a tail, things like that, and they bounce back.
Yeah.
There's not many animals I haven't seen that have not bounced right back. Mm-hmm. They don't care. They're just kind of like, oh, okay, it's not there anymore. We're good. And yes, cats with their tails, it is something about balance, but she is not affected at all because she still has the nub of her tail and that seems to do well for her. But it's very weird thing that animals can just completely bounce back from when they have to have some sort of surgery done to remove a limb or something along those lines. They're not fazed. They're kind of just like, okay, it's gone.
This is my life now.
When I was working at the shelter in Santa Barbara, I was going through a rough time, and we had a dog there that I want to say had Lyme's disease and lost control of its back legs. Mm-hmm. So they had one of those wheelchair kind of things for it. And we were, well, me and I should say a couple of us at the shelter were really panicking about this dog. We really loved this dog, and we're really hope it was young. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were really hopeful that it would be adopted. But we were scared that the dog wouldn't adapt to the chair and all these things. Not even a day later, this dog was literally like doing wheelies, like rolling around in the thing, and actually seemed to be enjoying it kind of in a weird way and stuff. I learned a lot from that animal, and I've learned a lot from animals about adapting and how the perspective of that, of how they just roll with it, whatever it is. It's really impressive.
They're really good about just adapting to whatever happens to them. And luckily, like, again, animals, we have a lot to learn from them in the aspect that when things happen to them, they shake it off and they're like, okay, today is a new day again. And they're phenomenal that way.
It's really beautiful to see. And speaking of beautiful, I'm looking at Tails right now. She has got a beautiful coat.
Yep.
Oh, that is a tan gray, nice coat to her.
Yep.
She's a cutie.
Duluth Tawny, Duluth Calico, maybe something like that.
Something. Just a really beautiful looking cat. I'm sorry, the nub is kind of cute. It's kind of a cute tail. It kind of is. And you can look at Tails right now. Go to the SWCHS.com, and you can find the animals that, whether it's this one or any other great ones, they are in alphabetical order. And I did want to mention that to our listeners when Madison brings us our Pet of the Week. You can find them right online at their website. We mentioned before it's kitten season. Are there other things that you, or things like that that you could need over at the shelter that we can help out with, Madison?
Yeah, so right now we are doing a coat drive. So if you have a gently used or new new coat, you are more than welcome to bring that in for donation. If it is something you are interested in adopting a dog at this time, if you do bring us in a gently used or new coat, you do receive a free adoption fee. We are in the process of trying to get all of our dogs out of the building, as we do have kennel renovations coming up. So all of our dogs have to be out of the building by December 1st. With that being said, if they're not adopted, we do have transfer partners that are willing to pull our animals. So don't, it's nothing on the risk of euthanasia or anything along those lines. Our animals will be placed in safe areas. So again, if it's something they're not adopted, we do have those transport areas. But gently used coats is a high need right now. 30 gallon garbage bags, kitten wet food. Cat food.
Yes. Anything cat related.
Anything cat related.
Outside of cats themselves. Yes. We could really use the help over there at the Humane Society. When you do those kind of things, whether you're dropping off wet food or litter or something like that, is one less thing for you and the team over there to worry about. And you guys can focus on the work that you're doing over there that helps all of our community. The economic impact this has, the emotional impact that the Humane Society has, we would know if you guys weren't there. We appreciate the work that you do. And this is one way of us helping out. Madison, if you don't mind me keeping you an extra minute, you and I were touching on something in our pregame that I wanted to get to that kind of hit a little close to home. We were talking about rabbits and being it where, you know, replacing them, if you will. You have a website or a Facebook page for this.
Yeah. So a couple of my friends across the state of Wisconsin and myself run a group on Facebook called Wisconsin Adoptables. It is a very safe rehoming option. So it's something that, especially when people don't want to have to surrender their animals and they don't want to have to place them in a shelter, we completely understand. It's not that we don't want your animals. It's something that we understand that sometimes an animal just won't do well here in a shelter environment. So we have another resource that my friends and I, because we're all very big, passionate shelter lovers, we understand that Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace and all of those sites are just not safe places to rehome an animal. You don't know if you're going to get scammed. You don't know if it's a sketchy situation, et cetera, et cetera. So this page, Wisconsin Adoptables, that we run is a just safe rehoming site. We are very strict with our rules, so you do have to follow the guidelines if it is something that you are going to rehome an animal. So vaccination status has to be on there. If it's spayed and neutered, why you're rehoming, if there's a rehoming fee, where you're located. And we're very specific with those so that you don't have to be answering a bajillion questions in the comments, things like that. But it overall is a safe area for people to have to rehome a pet if you have that pop-up. And we have that link also located on our website because some people too don't necessarily want to call the shelter and talk about having to surrender because we understand it's a very hard conversation for a lot of people to have. So it is on our page under our services tab. There is a surrendered animals section. There's our group on there, which is Wisconsin Adoptables as a rehoming. There is also home to home and adopt a pet. Those three are all very safe rehoming links that if it's something that, you know, you can't keep your animal, you don't necessarily want to surrender it to a shelter, let's find it a good home. Those are options for you that you have that accessibility to post that animal and you can vet your own people. Right. You can vet where that animal is going to go. If it's something, and again, if it's not your comfortability, you don't have to go with it. So it's a very, again, safe option for people.
It's really smart. Really, really smart. I had not known about this before we got talking and everything. I'll be promoting this and telling people all about it. I think that's a really, really good resource for people.
It definitely is, especially because with the shelters and how everybody's drowning with animals in shelters. Yeah. Shelters are drowning. Mm-hmm. There's so many animals getting surrendered. And it's just another option to kind of help with keeping animals out of the shelter that people can just independently rehome on their own. They can feel like it's a safe website, things like that. And it just overall has really, we've seen a really big growth because shelters can also post in there. They can post their available animals in there. And it's just, it's a good resource that I feel in my independent time when I'm not working at the shelter, it's something else that I can do to help people.
Yeah, right on. And you're doing some great work over there, Madison. You and that team, appreciate you.
Thank you.
Find out more about Tails, our pet of the week, and all these other great animals. I'm looking at Tig. I keep looking at Tig. Tig looks like just an adorable little kitten. Coming soon, Tig, everybody. But find out about Tails and so many of these other great animals and these our furry friends at SWCHS.com, SWCHS.com. Madison, we always appreciate the time. We'll be sure to, as before we wrap up today, get the phone number and all the other information about the Humane Society out there to everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Looking forward to the next Thursday already.
I am too.
Madison will join us then. For now, Melissa and I are going to get out of the way, and we'll come back with some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show at WFHR. locally grown radio. My timing's off. Drive me crazy today. I hate when my timing's off.
All right.
We'll have some fun. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one. Big shout out to our friend Madison Rafter for joining us. That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. Talking with
you have to check out Tails.
Yes, you really do. The pictures alone of Tails made me smile. I can't tell you how hard it is to make me smile right now. These pictures, all of them, made me smile. You got to look at Tig, too. Tig is just a cute little kid. This is a... Tig is in a cup, a boo cup, and she's not big enough for the cup. This is a great picture.
That's adorable. But I can tell you from personal experience, a shelter cat will enhance your home. Mm-hmm. Kevin's sleeping behind me right now.
Yeah. I don't like to pry with these things too much, Melissa. We share so much with our audience that I try to give us some, you know, space with that. But I do appreciate you sharing that because I think, for one, it ties right into what we were just talking about, of course. Mm-hmm. But it's also, I think, just fun. It's fun to bring a new animal in and all the experiences of that. And Kevin sounds like an awesome fit. So that's great to hear.
Yeah. Well, he's a one cat home. He needed a one cat home, which is why he was at the shelter for 4 months. But he's been settling in good so far. So
very good to hear. Find out more about our furry friends here in Rapids over at the South Oconee Humane Society. You can reach them at SWCHS at SWCHS.com. Give them a call at 715-423-0505. That's 423-0505. For lost and found animals, you can call them at 715-697-8131, 697-8131. Be sure to follow them on social media. It is a great follow, and support our Humane Society. Mm-hmm. We'll be having Madison join us next week with more furry friends. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, but you can check out their website anytime.
I almost jumped on the air at about, I would say, probably 6, 7 o'clock yesterday. If I didn't have other things going on, I may have actually done it. That was when I found out that the actor's strike was over. After 118 days, the actor's strike is finally over. I was talking to some people who were literally in the room yesterday when this was happening. And it's a big day. It's a good day. It's also temporary.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
SAG-AFTRA approved a proposal from the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. The deal is still has to be voted on tomorrow by the union's national board, but it will pass. There's no word yet on details of the deal, but the producers say it gives the union members, quote, the largest increase in minimum wages in the last 40 years, a brand new residual for streaming programs, extensive consent and comprehension protections in the use of artificial intelligence. Basically, you can't. I pass away. You guys, you know, the Motion Picture Society wants to use my name and my face and my image and all that. They can't unless my family says it's okay. AI cannot write. I sign on for a movie. I have another project, or the movie changes, and I don't want to do the movie, and I am able to get out of that. They can't still use like an AI version of me. Now,
that's good.
As crazy as that sounds, that's something that the producers were looking to do. They were also looking to do, and this is just coming out now. I can talk about this now. I couldn't talk about it before. Another thing that they wanted to do, Melissa, and part of their quote unquote threat to us actors, well, we've already got you. Say I've got Bruce Willis from Die Hard. Well, I'm just going to take him and put it in a different movie. That's what they were talking about doing. And they thought that audiences would take that. They thought this was the bluff that would get us to you know, we'll just bow down. Oh, wait a minute. The audiences will love that. Yeah, here's Bruce Willis in a new movie, but it's basically just Bruce from another movie. Like, yeah, audiences were going to shell out. Like, how much it costs to go to a movie nowadays? You think that audiences were going to do that?
Well, plus,
this just speaks... It
That's
just speaks
awful.
To the lack of creativity and why why they need us.
And their lack of humanity.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to even consider something like that, if they did that with an artist who had passed away or one who's retiring now and they use their younger, former movie self, that's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah,
on all the levels.
Yeah, and you know, to the bottom line credit, which is what they care about, of course, the money. Nobody would have seen those. No, nobody wanted to see, nobody wants to see that. Nobody is interested in seeing that. I'm not just saying that from my own opinion. That is what the polls, that is what a lot of things are saying. That is what you just talk to somebody and ask them. Hey, do you want to see Merry Xmas, everybody, the new Bruce Willis movie. Only it's not Bruce Willis. It's Bruce Willis from these other movies that we pulled him from and we put him in there. He's like, what are you doing? Nobody's going to
see that.
He
never actually said any of these lines.
Yeah. Doesn't make any darn sense. Now, you will notice, too, that the Motion Picture Society and television producers came out right away. Like, the ink wasn't even dry, and they could not wait to tell people how great they are and what a great thing they did by all these other things. Wait until you hear from the actors. What they have done is make things even, finally. That's all. They didn't go above and beyond here or anything like that. The reason it's the biggest sizable increase is because they have not been increasing for over two decades.
Well, yeah, and you said over the biggest in 40 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time to I mean, yes, they've had little raises maybe here and there, but
Melissa,
nothing like
I'm sorry, Melissa, that seems to remind me of something else. Minimum wage not changing in two decades. Mm. God, why does that seem so familiar in this state?
Yeah, well, you know.
But, I mean, that doesn't make a lot of logical sense, does it? I mean, there's nothing that, 20 years ago cost what it did then that it does now. I mean, I know a lot of people like to talk about inflation and how we should lose our minds over that and everything. Well, but yet they don't want to apply that to minimum wage. Interesting.
What's the bottom line?
We'll see how this develops, and it's a good thing. It's a good story. I want to focus on that. I want to focus on the positive. Actors are back to work, and maybe more importantly to many of you out there, you're going to get your entertainment back. And
it's not just going to be reality TV.
Yes. And good entertainment.
Us.
Like, one of the things that I haven't gotten to be able to talk about is one of the silver linings of this moment is you've got so many writers and actors that have been sitting there for months just creatively just spinning that gumbo of theirs, that creative gumbo, and coming up with ideas and different things to do with the industry and movies and genres and all of this. It's going to be quite an interesting day going forward here. I don't think you're going to see this right away. It's going to be 6 months to a year before you're going to see this, but I will put my name on this. There is going to be a creative tour de force going on with the industry. Because producers don't have the control that they used to now. They still have a lot more control than they should, but actors and writers have a lot more power than they've ever had, and you're finally going to get to see, you know, everybody that's been complaining, why do they keep remaking this? Why do we have to have, you know, previous...
27 Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah. I'm not saying those things aren't still going to happen.
No.
But you're also going to have mixed in with that some newer stuff and some creative things that you didn't have in years past.
Mm-hmm, because the producers aren't in complete control.
I mentioned this before. I've always been a big Bruce Willis fan. My two favorite action actors of all time are Bruce Lee and Bruce Willis. Like those are big number one and number
Bruce
two.
Bruce and Bruce.
Love them both. And I didn't think that I could have more respect or like Bruce Willis more. But oddly, with everything he is going through, I have. On the Drew Barrymore show yesterday, Talua Willis, Bruce Willis is one of his daughters, shared some of what he is going through, was very open about the struggles of the frontoemporal dementia that he is dealing with. She says, quote, I think on one hand, it's who we are as a family, but also it's really important for us to spread awareness about FTD. She added, quote, if we can take something that we're struggling with as a family and individually and to help other people to turn it around, to make something beautiful about it, that's really special for us. A lot of people and a lot of families that have been going through this themselves have been thanking the Willises for bringing this attention to this, because I don't think a lot of people understood. When we say Alzheimer's, when we say dementia, for one, there is a difference between both of those things, and that there are different layers to dementia and Alzheimer's. And I think that bringing awareness to these things any chance we get not only is a good thing, but hopefully wakes people up to, hey, we need to be putting more funding into this. We need to be paying more attention to this. This affects everybody. Don't care if you're rich or poor, man or woman, you know, cat or dog. It affects all of us. And the more attention we bring to it, the more awareness we bring to it, hopefully we actually do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, because he is not the first person to have this disease, but this is the first time that many of us are hearing about it.
Yeah.
Because of his status.
Yeah. As for Bruce, how is Bruce is doing, she said, quote, he is the same, which I think is the is in this regard, I've learned, is the best thing you can ask for. I see love when I'm with him, and it's my dad, and he loves me, which is really special. It's a beautiful interview.
Good.
I really admire this young lady, this whole family, and the way that they have been handling this. It reminds me of Michael J. Fox when he first started developing Parkinson's and being so in the media, in the public eye, look at me, see the face of Parkinson's. I admire that so much.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get a lot of calls during this segment. Let's go ahead and take one. Good morning. You're on the show. Hi. What's on your mind?
Good morning, James and Melissa. James, can I ask a actor's question
for
you?
Yeah.
Okay. Did these unions cover TV actors also?
Yes. Yes.
They did. How was it possible that my soap operas were able to continue?
Ah, good question. So during the there are a billion like contracts and laws, there are different bylaws and everything to SAG. SAG has a bunch of different contracts with different governing bodies. So they carve kind of like some of these out. So some of the things that were able to still go on, like variety shows, improv shows, shows like ours that we do here. I'm a SAG member, and I was able to do this job still because it doesn't apply to a scripted TV show or a scripted movie that was written by writers.
But soap operas are. They're
right, right, they are. They're daytime TV, much like why a lot of daytime TV could have still gone on, like a Drew Barrymore, who was a SAG member, could host her show because of this gray area that I'm talking about with contracts.
Okay.
Community theaters around the country were very similar. If a big name actor like Jeff Daniels or somebody who has a theater company in Michigan, wanted to continue doing his work, he was able to because of these gray areas here.
Okay.
And if you don't understand it, don't worry, because none of us do either. that's part of the reason why
you're not alone.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why the strike is happening as well, is to kind of straighten out some of this stuff so it's not so murky and gray area.
Well, good. I'm glad that you're all being able to get back to work now. So that's
thank
a good
you. Thing. Thank you for the call.
All
appreciate
right.
you.
Yeah,
right.
Thank you.
We don't just have the best listeners in radio. We got the smartest. Like, that was a great question. Great question.
Yeah. Well, and some of this, too, I think we're not going to see the fallout of all of it for some time, like you said, because they were out of work for so long. But a lot of movie and TV production happens a year or 2 years or 5 years in advance before it's released to the public.
Right. Yeah.
So, like you said, with some of this new stuff we might see now, we're not going to see it for a year and a half, 2 years.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break and get to Melissa's news. When we come back, we'll get into 15 jobs that are a lot less fun than most people expect. We got that one coming up for you. And if we got time, I want to get into the sexiest man alive fun facts. I want to get into that. It just seems fun. But I do want to let everybody know, and this is a little bit of late notice, but we had to kind of do it this way because she is so busy. Kyler Cuzio, 2023 winner of Huzzle's Rise to Music, is going to be sitting in with us tomorrow morning on the Sunrise Show at WIRI, Wiz Country 105.5.
We're lucky to have her.
Yeah, we are so lucky. This amazing local singer, songwriter, musician. She is fantastic. She's going to sit in with us for the whole hour. We're going to talk a little bit. She's going to play some music for us. We're going to have a little bit of a concert for you to get you ready for your weekend.
Woohoo! Start it off right.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Join us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 for the Sunrise Show on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. Tomorrow, Kyler Cuzio. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Get to Melissa's news and we'll come back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. James and Melissa here with you. Hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Got some fun stuff to get to for the next 20-some minutes or so. And we're going to start right here with jobs that look cool, but they may not be. Someone recently asked the internet, which job is a lot less fun than most people expect?
and people from all walks of life came to rain on everyone's dream job parade. which I would think that most people get understand, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, the jobs are work. That's why they're called jobs.
Oh, right, right. Let's go ahead and take a look at this list, Melissa. Like driving the Zamboni. You flip a few levers at the start, flip them again. When done, drive in a circle and the rest of it. Stress goes through the roof when something breaks. So a Zamboni, for those who don't know, is that machine that drives around in a hockey rink to clear mm-hmm. the ice.
Smooth out the ice.
I got to be on one as a little kid. And even as a little kid, I could see there was a lot more to that job than I realized.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of respect for those people.
Yeah, but it does look like they just drive around in circles, so it seems easy. But
right,
I'm sure a
right.
lot more to it.
Tattoo artist and body piercer. People generally think that, you know, that this can be an easier gig, but I don't know who those people are because I've never
right.
looked at
who would think that that's easy?
Maybe they think maybe this leads into the more like it's a cool job. They think it's
okay.
a cooler job than it is, but it actually isn't as cool as they might think or whatever. It's still a job,
well,
you know,
I mean,
like you said.
It is a job, but you're putting permanent marks on somebody's body. You better do it right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. working for the FBI. This is from government people here, so I'm not. I don't like throwing the word. So they say that you're a government slave. I don't like using that word when it's not apt, and I don't think mm-hmm. it is. You're not.
No, because they're getting paid.
Right. You have your freedom. Right. Okay. You're not a slave. Let's not throw that word around. But it is a lot of bureaucracy. It is a lot of sitting behind your desk. There's a lot. It is not the TV shows and movies that you see.
No, it's a hurry up and wait, and eventually we'll get to you.
Doggy daycares. That's another
Ooh.
One on this list. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That would. I could see that one would, you know, yeah. Oh, I'm surrounded by dogs all day, but I also have to put up with all of their owners' bad habits
yes.
and that they that the training that they didn't do. Interceding between dog fights. No, thank you.
The people that you're or the things that you're working with too cannot communicate with you. Like it,
not
why
the way
are you,
that you?
I got you food. I took you outside. Why are you still barking?
You've had pets.
Yes,
what more can we do?
Yeah, it can be. I imagine it. I know. I've been with a lot of people who worked in that field, and yeah, they the stress that they felt.
Mm-hmm.
Beth could speak to this one. Working at Disneyland.
Ah, it's not all just fun and games and tea with Belle.
Yeah, yeah. Nicely said. Yes, yes. that job, I think we've all heard stories over the years, good, bad, you know, about that. Just like any other industry, just like any other corporation.
Well, I would think pretty much any amusement park. You know, you think, oh, you get to work in a fun setting.
Yeah.
Okay, but then there's the annoying music all the time, and that's not even mentioning the people who are there.
Yes, that's the. So I my first thought was hearing it's a small world after all every single day, but more so what you're saying there, the people like that. That's a tough one.
Because sometimes people can be very inconsiderate and just let's be, you know, straightforward. Awful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just telling it like it is. Yeah, park ranger. Yeah. Someone said it's awesome. So what's the problem? Well, one ranger said you're basically paid in smiles and sunsets. Yeah. Nobody does that job for the money.
No. No. And it's a very important and needed, necessary job.
Yeah. Yeah.
I learned recently that Stevens Point is one of the biggest schools for producing park rangers nationwide.
It's pretty cool. This is pretty interesting. Yeah, working in tech, you often work a lot of hours, stressful hours, and you know, again, you're working with something that can't always, you know, you can't really communicate with too.
Yeah. Did you unplug and plug it back in?
Yes.
Did you push the reboot button? Did you spill alcohol on your keyboard?
Come on, tell us. Be honest with us. Beer brewing. It can be a lot of physical work and a lot of long hours. One person said it's like a wet, hot janitorial job where you get a beer at the end of it. So, I mean, there's that at least.
Well, but it's also smelly. I don't know if anybody's driven through La Crosse when they're brewing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's smelly. It's no paper mill, but.
Right, right. Video game testing. Playing a video game is fun. Testing the same elements over and over and over again for weeks on end. And you're not playing the game for fun. You're playing the game looking for errors. You're looking for, problems and everything.
See, James, this is me, though. This is what I do when I play video games because I can't get past, level 3. So I'm doing the same thing over and over and over. Not because I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with it, because I'm just that inept.
Might be a field to look into. Might be something to look into for you.
No,
you know?
The field I need to look into is how to get cheats.
Ah, there you go. There you go.
It's not like Nintendo where you just mash the right buttons in the right order and suddenly you have invincible lives, you know, or you're invincible in endless lives.
I don't have a lot of hypocritical things in my life, but this is one of them where in sports, I can't stand cheating. In video games, go on. Cheat on, people. Cheat on. It's a video game. Come on. What are we doing? Have fun.
I enjoy playing them for the enjoyment of it, not that I'm going to get killed and lose all of my stuff.
Right, right. I used to play Doom and games like that, and I'd play them just normal, and then I love playing them with the God mode or whatever, where you're invincible and you're, It's fun. It's fun. Being in the film industry, it's a demanding job. There's a lot of stressful deadlines that change every 5 seconds, and you have no control over what you're basically doing. And what they're talking about in the film industry, not so much actors and writers and producers, but more so the costume people, the makeup people, those
people that are running lights, the grips, and the best boy, the electricians, and the sound people, and because there's a million people on a set. Well, as you can speak to.
And then you have a situation like we've just been in with the writers and actors strikes where they've been suffering just as much as the rest of us actors and writers with this. But they have not had the pomp and circumstance or the media covering their struggles.
Nobody talks about their struggles.
Where we couldn't do our job without them. There's never been a TV show, a commercial, a movie, anything made that these great workers weren't on and didn't have their hands on and didn't, maybe spill some blood or at least some sweat and tears over.
Mm-hmm. And some sleepless nights.
It is, again, a job that you don't get into for the money. You do it because you want to be a part of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And anything free.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't make a living wage.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you, Melissa. Yeah, that should not be lost in the shuffle here. Just because people are willing to do these jobs for money doesn't mean they should not be paid.
Well, no, because we all reap the benefits of their hard work.
Yeah. Anything freelance, finding work is a hassle, getting paid is a hassle, and now you're basically doing it all yourself.
You have to market yourself, you have to sell yourself, and then you also have to do all the work.
Which a lot of people are doing. That shows you how done people are with the minimum wage and not being treated with respect by employers or by businesses, that they are willing to do all of that themselves just so they don't have to put up with you. That's where we're at as a society. And if you don't realize that as an owner, as a boss or something, if you're not self-aware enough to see that, then you don't deserve to be in the industry. I don't want anybody going out of business, especially, your small businesses. My heart bleeds for them when I hear those things. At the same time, we all agreed to be a capitalist society, and you got to be good at your job, and you have a job to do. If you are an owner, if you are a manager or anything, do your job. You pay your people. Good people and pay them and keep them.
And
let people
even
do the job you hire them for, too.
Well, yeah, that too. But it doesn't even bring up the fact that we have healthcare tied to jobs in this country. Mm-hmm. And so many of these small businesses, they can't afford to give their employees healthcare. Mm. So they can't afford people can't afford to work there. Mm-hmm. So there's a disconnect there.
Yeah, yeah, big time. That's going to wrap up that, but I did want to add one more job, radio.
What do you talk about, James? We love our job.
How did radio not show up on this list? Now, I absolutely love my job. I've never loved a job more, including acting. I've never loved a job more. What I get from this and what this job does for me and the things that the avenues it has opened, I'm very thankful. In the last 2 years or 3 years is when I've actually gotten paid what I'm worth in radio, to a degree. It's another industry you don't get into. They told me, Panama told me, 2 seconds after being hired, nobody gets into this job for the money. You get into it for the passion.
So if that's why you're here, very sorry about that.
Yeah, yeah. It's also a job that everybody under the sun thinks they can do, and a lot of people can, but it's not as easy as you might think.
Just like driving a Zamboni.
Yep, yep. That's the case with many, many jobs out there.
Yes, there's so much we don't know about what people do in their actual jobs.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a lot of the retail positions out there, and they don't get the credit they deserve for the hard work. I mean, if you got a local haunt that you go to a lot, like a local gas station you go to a lot, and there's that person working the register, and they always know where things are, and they get you in and out real quick. Mm-hmm. That ain't easy.
They make your experience pleasant. That's hard work.
Yeah, that ain't an easy gig.
We've all had good waitresses and bad waitresses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can anybody do that job? The answer is no.
Mm. We'll take a break, come back, have more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a great, great Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve. We're going to take you to the top of the hour, and we got some good stuff to do that with. Jimmy Kimmel announced the People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive for 2023. It was Patrick Dempsey. I do have a stat correction to make. Yesterday I said that I thought it was kind of cool that they picked somebody that really didn't have a whole lot going on. They just picked him to pick him. Patrick Dempsey has a movie coming out. And that is a big part of the reason why he was picked. I really think that it'd be more fun if they had, like, just your everyday average. Like, here's Joe. You know, Joe is from Cedar Rapids, and you know, he's our handsomest man alive. I don't know. This is so silly.
And suddenly he's the next Bachelor on whatever.
Yeah, well, probably. Yeah, yeah. But there are some interesting stats to come out of this. Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Johnny Depp, and Richard Gere are all two-time winners.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
People didn't give out the award until 1994, or in 1994, so in 2015, it was retroactively given to Keanu Reeves. That's kind of cool. That's kind of funny, actually. So far, Sean Connery is the oldest recipient at 59 years old when he won in 89.
That's because Sean Connery, man.
Yeah, yeah. Tom Cruise is the youngest. He was 27 when he was awarded it in 1990. In 1988, the 1998 honoree John F. Kennedy Jr. is one of only two non-entertainers to win the Sexiest Man Alive. David Beckham was the other in 2015.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess, I don't know, sports stars, do they count?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not entertainers?
I think that's a great point. I mean, sports
is
entertainment.
Different form of entertainment.
Yeah, yeah. In 93, Cindy Crawford and Richard Gere were named the sexiest couple of the year. Boy, that has not aged well. That didn't age well. Yeah. And in 2014, Kate Upton became People's only sexiest woman alive. That year's sexiest man was Chris Hemsworth.
They don't do that for women every year?
Yeah, I don't know why they stopped doing it. I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure why they do any of this. I don't know that this is really...
Because they can.
Yeah, yeah. It's as good of an answer
because
as any.
Because we value the way people look over the way people act.
Yeah, yeah. well said. I got no debate on that one. and I wish I did. I wish I could say, well, but no, Melissa. But nope, I got nothing. You're right. Do hope that changes, that gets better. I'll say
so
that.
So the two movies, what's the movie he's in? Because I'm seeing actually two of them with the year 2023 on them.
Oh, does he have two? Okay. I heard.
Ferrari?
Yes, that's the one. I heard about Ferrari.
Oh. Which is a horror film?
Yeah. Yeah. The horror genre has run out of ideas, so now they're just grabbing holidays and trying to make them scary.
They've been doing that for a little while.
Yeah. I'm very curious about the Arbor Day horror movie that's coming out. That should be really interesting. No. That's a That Ain't Right story right there.
Yes.
Got a doozy of one right here. Speeding tickets can blow a huge hole in your budget depending on where you were caught and how fast you were going. And in Georgia, you might be looking at more than $1 million.
What?
Well, maybe, maybe not. A man in Savannah, Georgia was pulled over last month for driving 90 in a 55. That's 35 over, so he knew he was going to be hit hard with a big fine. But when he got his ticket, it was more than $1.4 million.
Whoa.
He assumed it was a typo, so he called the city. The woman who answered said there was no mistake and that he'd need to pay the amount or show up to court on December 21st. The guy got a lawyer who told him that in Georgia, the maximum penalty for traffic violations is $1,000, although it could be up to $5,000 or $10,000 if you were also hit with aggravated criminal charge. So what's going on? Well, a rep for the city of Savannah says that this was a special super speeder ticket, which requires a mandatory court appearance where a judge will set the penalty. They say the $1.4 million was listed on the ticket as a, quote, placeholder. Basically, it's just a bug in the software rather than just say there is no automatic fine. So he is not going to be paying millions of dollars for this fine. The judge is going to set something that will be in the thousands more than likely. It will be high, but not that high.
But still, that's almost like a threat to show up to court or else.
Mm, right.
Doesn't that? I mean, like...
Yeah, yeah.
A mandatory... And if why wouldn't they just say this is a mandatory court appearance?
Yeah. another maybe that ain't right story. Maybe not. You decide. A man from Texas got a $231 speeding ticket in Oklahoma, and he and his fiance decided to add it to their wedding registry so their family and friends could pay it off.
Oh, my goodness.
Cringy. That is all kinds of cringy, man. That is a rough one to get around.
For our marriage celebration, we want you to pay for our crimes.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
That's rough. That's
We're
rough.
Also not serving cake.
The bride and groom were in prison garb. They were all in the old.
We went with a black and white theme.
Yeah, the old timey prison garb. Yeah.
You know, different than the normal black and white theme.
Need a palate cleanser. I think we need a good one here. And it starts today at 3 o'clock with Midday Magazine. Join us from 3 to 4 today. We'll have Karen and Amanda with us, and we're going to talk about best Christmas ever.
Ooh,
looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And in part two, Jasmine Carbajal going to join us, associate 4-H educator with Wood and Marathon Counties. She joins us with UW Extension. Looking forward to that.
That's excellent.
That's going to be a lot of fun. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to have Kyler Cusio on the air with us tomorrow on the Sunrise Show. Join us from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some fun with Kyler. That's going to be a great one.
Oh, I bet she's got lots to talk about. And then the fact that she accompanies herself on guitar while she's singing is so impressive to me.
Agreed. Yeah. She's just all kinds of impressive. Catch her while you can, everybody, because this kid's going only to the stars. You can find out more at KylerCusio.com. KylerCusio.com. Be sure to go bookmark that page. And bookmark and write it on your calendar, WFHR and WIRI's Radiothon going on November 15th, next Wednesday.
Yep, yeah. Terry's going to take over the airways.
Yeah, cannot wait. For longtime listeners, we've always done this on WFHR with our new Sunrise show. We're able to bring this to another station as well as here. So this is really fun, I think.
It's wonderful.
And it's a great way to celebrate the United Way, celebrate all the great things that they are doing over there, and maybe bring, get a little our hands in the dirt with some of these great causes that they have.
Mm-hmm.
To make a donation, tune in and then dial 715-421-0390. If you'd like, your donation can be announced on the air. And for new businesses, if you make a donation of $500 and a max of $1,000, WFHR will match that donation in advertising.
Yeah, double bang for your buck.
It's pretty cool. Be sure to join us next Wednesday for the WFHR WIRI Radiothon. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. Of course, this Saturday is Veterans Day.
Yes.
And we have a number of great things going on in our area when it comes to this. Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 101 have their 40th anniversary program. Program will be held at McMillan Library right here in Rapids on this Saturday, November 10th. I'm sorry, this Friday.
This Friday
it will be at 1:30. There will be a panel of Vietnam veterans that will answer questions after the movie We Are Soldiers is shown. Big thank you to them for doing that.
Yeah.
And, of course, there is the also going on Friday at 10 a.m. Assumption High School. They will be dedicating legacy stones and 17 names on the sheriff's wall.
Yeah, I think the public can start showing up at 9:30.
Yes, all people are welcome for that. From Assumption High School, the public is invited to arrive, at 9:30. Thank you, Melissa. You can enter on Chestnut Street. And then Saturday, Veterans Day ceremony at 11 a.m. at Veterans Park in Wisconsin Rapids. Encourage all of you to attend if you are able to.
Mm-hmm. And before that, if you're a veteran, you can eat at Grace's restaurant for free.
Yeah, thank you, Melissa. From 6 to 10. I almost forgot that. Thank you, Melissa. Nice job. Mm-hmm. And the Veterans Day Spaghetti Dinner taking place this Saturday from 4:30 to 7 at Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall at the VFW Post 2534 over at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. $11.
All you can eat spaghetti.
Yeah, $11. All you can eat. Spaghetti, marinara, meat sauce, Italian bread, garlic bread, salad, assorted dressings. It's a great way to honor our veterans and men and women who have given of themselves in service of this great nation. Please join us as we come together to enjoy fellowship and a nice meal.
Yeah, and they'll have a cash bar for sodas and any other drinks you would want to get.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Great show, Melissa. Thank you so much for hanging out and being you.
You too, James.
Appreciate you all out there. You guys have a good day. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here. I like the way Kat says this. I'm going to let her do it.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.